Blog Talk Radio.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Detroit from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Hello, and welcome to Provocative Thought, intimately known as PT, striving to awaken those who are asleep. Stimulate those who are awakened, feed those who are starving, and nurture those who seek to know. I am your host, Carlton Steed, a self-proclaimed student of life. In the search, discovery, and revelation of life on life's terms. First, I'd like to thank We Talk Productions for allowing me to host this show. I'd also like to thank the creator for allowing me to be. You can contact the show by dialing 909-265-9215. Please press the number 1 to speak. You can contact the show by dialing 909-265-9215. Please press the number 1 to speak. You can reach us on the internet at www.blogtalkradio.com. Go to search, type in We Talk Productions, and listen to the show live. You can also contact us on Facebook at Provocative Thought PT Community Organization. Tonight's topic, catcalling, unwanted sexual comments. Imagine men working on a construction site and a voluptuous and well-attractive woman passes by. Is it an insult to compliment her beauty, how well she looks, in her outfit, her hair, and her eyes to whistle at her, to compliment her body parts, legs, buttocks, breasts, whatever. Sometimes the comments are quite vulgar. Some women find catcalling offensive and degrading, far from an uplifting experience. Some may perceive catcalling as a barometer of a woman's sexual attraction. Some may perceive catcalling as a barometer of a man's sexual aggressiveness. Just a little information got from the Girl Scouts. Said that 1 in 10 girls are catcalled before the age of 11. I'm trying to see who's catcalling these prepubic girls. Said a 2017 report shows more than 1 in 6 girls in elementary and secondary school have dealt with gender-based harassment, according to the Girl Scouts developmental psychologist, Dr. Andrea Bastiani Archibald. Catcalling and other objectifying behaviors can make girls feel their value lies solely in how they look, as opposed to what they may think and things they could accomplish in life outside of their physiology. And so that sets off a domino effect, engaging girls in self-objectifying, feeling overly concerned about how they look, comparing their bodies to those of other girls and women, and even judging other girls based on their looks. Catcalling can also make girls feel ashamed of their bodies or threatened, like they have to be extra cautious when they're out in public. And I spoke to a couple of adults, and they said that they feel threatened. That catcalling is a threatening, way of communicating to a woman, and it make her they feared for their safety when they were catcalled and by strange people in strange places. So, this article is saying some of the same things that they're saying, people that I actually spoke with. Young women perform significantly worse at math after being objectified by a member of the opposite sex. So they're basically saying you Google island over you guys, you staring at a girl's, body, you're going to impair her ability to function. And I guess this, if at the time, was a math test, but if this impairing her ability to perform in math, I could, guess that it might impair her ability to perform, period, all around. And some things it might, now not to say that she can't perform math, I don't think they mean that, I just mean that they perform significantly worse, so she could be better if she wasn't worried about people staring at her. I think a lot of us would have a problem, doing something, functioning with people staring at us. So it actually confuses boys, they say, making them think masculinity and aggression go hand in hand, and I'll give a bad name to all men, many of whom both admire and respect women, says Dr. Archibald. So Clean Cut Media said that regarding the sexualization of girls, American Psychological Association, the APA, came out with a report that shows girls as young as 4 and 5 years old are wearing new clothing styles such as push-up bras, thongs, miniskirts, and other adult-type outfits. Now, 4 and 5-year-olds, they're not shopping for themselves. That's adults dressing these girls. Anyway, there's a problem that lies in it. Maybe that is the child of sexually objectifying women, and some women, because I'm not saying that all women who are sexually objectified themselves either, or catcalled, or not saying that, but this is a study here, and they said that, seems to be an increase of, this type of behavior. And we see it on the internet, if you watch the internet, and in film and things like that, they seem to be sexually objectifying just about everybody in the media, men and women. So what is why is it called catcalling? Let's go back to the roots of this thing. So the Oxford Dictionary, a shrill whistle or shout of disapproval made at a public meeting or performance. That used to be a catcall. You're a bum. Get off the stage. You know, that used to be a catcall. A loud whistle or a comment of a sexual nature made by a man to a passing woman. Now, I'm not saying that a woman can't do the same thing, but we kind of like got it in a heterosexual box right here, but it could be anybody make a gesture. But, you know, we're going to go ahead. Dictionary.com says cat house is a U.S. Canadian word for brothel in 1893. Establishments. Brothels would place a statue of a sitting cat in one of their windows. A brothel is a place where women sell their bodies for sex. Just in case any of our listeners are not familiar with that word, it's a house of ill repute, they used to call it, or a whorehouse, prostitution, things like that, okay? So basically, the brothels would put a statue of a sitting cat in one of their windows facing outward when open for business and facing inward when they were closed. Use of cat for a prostitute, which according to the OED, is established as early as 1401 when the word appeared in Friar Doll's Reply, a poem in Middle English. So, cat, again, is a term of a contempt for a woman from early 1300s. The slang use of a prostitute is from at least 1400. Slang since fellow or a guy, you know, back in the day in the jazz arena in the 1920s, originally in African American vernacular speech or culture. Speech culture, a narrow sense of jazz enthusiast is recorded from 1931. So that cat was bad. You know, they might say Miles Davis is a bad cat on the trumpet. So, you know, like that, you know, and that kind of talk. So as we know, words have different meanings. Same words have different meanings to different people and different cultural scenarios. So cat is a slang word for a female genitalia, maybe evolved from the cat house where female genitalia was marketed and sold. It appears to have a sexual relationship in its use, both in the past and present times. There is also the cat fight, for a fight between women, and the kitty cat, reference to the female genitalia. The phrase catcall appears to have its origin in the sexual exploitation of women. Public exhibitions of sexual energy can stimulate a public response to that exhibition. That's from Provocative Thought, which is throwing the law. The difference between a compliment and a catcall. This is from Kylie Barnes. Says, what girl hasn't been honked at, yelled at, or whistled at? So she says, some women find it as a source of empowerment, and other women, like her, can't help but feel uncomfortable with the unwanted attention. So there you have a discrepancy there. Some women find it empowering, some find it degrading. Unwanted attention, so even fearful, you know, they might feel like they might get raped for some kind of reason, you know. Oh, hey, this guy's coming at me sexually, you know. So compliments are meant to boost a person's confidence, while catcalls can make women feel insecure or uncomfortable. Compliments are generally things that are said to make someone feel good about themselves. I like your hair, and that's a pretty dress. Hey, babe. Cat calls, on the other hand, usually go something like a little more like this. Hey, babe, I like the way those pants make your butt look. Maybe it's not a big deal coming from your best friend, but some random on the street. This is an interesting scenario there. If your friend, it's okay, and for your friend to compliment about how your butt looks, right? But from a person on the street, it's a scary thing. So, you know, she says, I'm also probably going to feel self-conscious for the rest of the day. And I had a conversation about that with some young ladies. Like, how come your friend is your friend's attention to how your butt looks in a pair of pants is not making you feel self-conscious? Why wouldn't that make you feel a little self-conscious? I don't quite get that myself. So you should be self-conscious because I'm sure you look in the mirror to see how you look. So if you look, you know, presentable, shouldn't have a problem. But if you know, if you're not presentable, you know, why are women feeling self-conscious about, you know, how you look because somebody made a comment? You know, are you, because you feel self-conscious about how you look or how people are reacting to how you look? Which is it? So if any women are listening in, like, can somebody address that part about if you feel self-conscious and or why you think a person would feel self-conscious after looking at how they look, looking in the mirror, how they look, somebody else close to them telling them how they look, and then somebody, a stranger, making the same type of reference, and now you feel self-conscious. Explain that, you know, further, because, you know, I'm not a female, and, you know, because of input from a female on that particular issue. So just want to feel self-conscious about that. Feeling self-conscious means feeling undue awareness of oneself, one's appearance, or one's actions. Embarrassed, uncomfortable, nervous. So it means full awareness. Having, you know, you're walking around now, you're worried about how your butt looks. You know, what I mean, it's the same butt when you looked in the mirror and looked at it. So it's nothing changed. So why would you be more self-conscious, or are you just you're gonna attract a lot of attention like that? So, you know, call in and answer that question, because I'm sure people would want to hear females reply to that. And we know that people can say things to you to make you feel self-conscious about that, about things. And some things that we feel self-conscious about, we can do things about psychologically, and some things we can do things about physically and things like that. So, you know, call in. Don't be afraid to press that number one on your phone. So compliments are about the person they're being given to, while catcalls are about the person giving them. So she said, the fact of the matter is, she probably doesn't know how to respond to you if you're yelling out your car window at her. So don't start calling me a tease or other unwanted names just because you don't get the response you were looking for. Now, you know, you yell at a woman out of the car window, depending on who that woman is, and she's not responding to you. You're a stranger to her. You know, fellas, if you're listening, you should not be angry if she doesn't respond. As a matter of fact, you shouldn't be angry if a stranger doesn't respond to you, because you are a stranger. You know, and we live in a, hate to say it, but it's true. You know, we live in a scary world. So she doesn't want to become connected to a strange person, and doesn't want something, doesn't even want to entertain the idea that something could happen to her by having this unwarranted connection with a stranger. So there's a thing about being fearful. I could see that, you know, because you don't know who is whistling at you, who's trying to get you. It could be the Boston Strangler, or the whatever city you live in Strangler. We don't know who that could be. So compliments are personalized, catcalls are sexualized and dehumanized, as we said. Now, you know, however, if you tell her, like, you like her cleavage, she says she's probably not going to assume that you see her as more than a walking pair of boobs. So what do y'all think about that? So even though he or she really likes your cleavage, he or she could compliment your shoes and your hair. That does not mean that he or she is not interested in you sexually or perceive you as a walking set of boobs. So I had a conversation about that, about how a person is address someone. And, you know, she said to be tactful when you speak to somebody. So, you know, don't say things that might scare them away or be too sexually aggressive, because if you have your boobs out, you can't just think that, you know, the person's not interested in your boobs. If he's interested in you and he sees your boobs, he's going to be interested in your boobs. But you guys that are interested, you don't need to come out saying that. You don't know the person, so you don't need to come out talking about somebody's boobs. Hey, you got nice boobs. Then again, there may be somebody that likes that. I don't know. You never know. But as the conversation went, you don't know this person. You don't know if they're a victim of rape, sexual assault, or anything like that. And so your unwarranted attention that you give them could scare them to death. Could get you hurt. You know, if you continue, you know, in the spirit of being threatened and being afraid, and maybe a person just going overboard and defending themselves. You know, so we need to be cautious when we speak to strangers. So you never know what somebody's intent is in terms of seeing you as a, you know, boobs or a piece of flesh or anything like that. The nicest guy, the nicest comment, doesn't have to mean, they don't have to mean what they're saying. It helps, as a young lady explained to me, not to initially address a female that way. And I would assume with some male, I'm not going to make this just a gender thing, female thing, but I would assume that some guys might not like that either. You know, you just come up to them like they're a piece of meat. And then I'm sure there's some guys that would love that, would eat that up. We're going to go on. So compliments are harmless, while catcalls have a way of making a person feel unsafe. Right? So women are surrounded by a lot of horror stories about unfamiliar men approaching them, as I said, them on the street, many of them involving rape and violence. If some guy she didn't know makes a sexual comment, then reacts badly when she doesn't respond, how would the way he wanted her to? She said, how am I supposed to know what else he might do? So there's a problem there. So we live in a scary world. And, you know, that's just with that in mind, that's a problem. This is a woman that I'm reading these excerpts from. She said, we heard all kinds of stories of catcalling going wrong. It's the kind of thing women are warned about constantly. And for those guys who complain that women go overboard and shouldn't feel unsafe because of their harmless comments, how about you stop telling victims of violence that they should have known better than to put themselves in a bad situation? You can't be offended when a woman ignores your, you know, what you're saying to them, you catcalling and everything, and then later tell them it was their fault for not taking the proper precautions when something bad happens to them. They call that blaming the victims. So, you know, it's like person walks down the street, says she is walking down the street almost new. You don't have the right to disrespect her. I think that's what they're saying right there. You don't have the right, and she's not yours because she's, you know, even if she is objectifying herself, she's not there for you to do what you want to do to her, you know. So there's no need to get angry, no need for anybody to get cussed out or anything like that, to be anything other than they're called out of their name, anything like that. Unwanted sexual advances are a no-brainer. Pay attention to the word unwanted. No one has the right to disrespect someone because they got their feelings hurt or feel rejected or embarrassed. Right? I think we can all agree on that. No one has the right to disrespect someone because, you know, you didn't get the attention you wanted from a stranger. And as far as placing oneself in a bad situation, that is a precaution for everyone. Sometimes we do place ourselves at greater risk, but it does not excuse perpetrators. So you have to use your brain. You know, even just for a situation of being sexually harassed, for any situation. You know, you don't walk down the street where you see a gang of see a gangbanger standing on a corner. You're going to walk down that street because then they shouldn't try to do anything to you. You see some rowdy stuff going on. You might want to walk on the other side of the street, not walk through them. You know what I'm saying? You might want to take precautions. So you know these guys are there. You might not feel you should have to do that. But if you don't like being heckled, try to take another street. Get out of, you know, so you don't subject yourself to that. You know? So, if not, we can't control what people say, right? So, compliments are about spreading positivity, they say, while catcalling is about control and entitlement. Now, I heard this one, that men feel entitled, that a woman should speak to them. Now, I should have asked a couple of guys this question, but I didn't get a chance to do that because I never heard that expressed that way, that men feel, being a man, you know, that men feel entitled that a woman should speak to them. So why does he feel the need to talk at some girl's back end when she walks by on her daily commute to school? A lot of the time it's because men feel like they have the right to say things like that. And when we challenge this or react in a way that seems to challenge this, they get defensive. Male privilege is still a thing. People, and believe it or not, there are some men who exercise it on a regular basis. So if any brothers out there listening can explain male privilege, person number one, if you're listening in, call in, and let me know how you feel about male privilege. Is that a concept that you, as a male, have been exposed to and been around? And or, you know, maybe some people you know have that concept about male privilege. So men and women have freedom of speech. Has anyone ever been arrested for talking about a girl's bottom? For all that matters, a guy's bottom. That is not a male privilege. Basically, people talk and females speak about guys, and we know that. But that's why I said it's not really gender. I know I have it geared towards females being harassed, but really a female could actually do the same thing to a guy. And they had some tests when it happened. But they were kind of like tests. But I'm sure females say things to guys that might be considered as catcalls and sexually harassing. So male privilege should be something afforded only to males. Freedom of speech is not gender specific. So, number six, do you get it yet? If you think it's going to make a woman feel unsafe or uncomfortable, don't say it. Because the difference between a compliment and a catcall is the difference between whether you decide to treat a woman like a human being or like a sexual piece of meat. And if it's the latter, don't expect good results. Unfortunately, some women like the attention and seek the attention. So the cat calls for some women is to come up. It's like, okay, it's validation. I'm looking good. They want me. They like me. Bam, I'm hot today. Some women like to be hot, and that's all the cat calls. It's a sign that you hot. You know, hey, she's hot. You know? So based on a 2010 report by the American Psychological Association, the APA, on the sexualization of girls in the media, exposure to media among youth creates the potential for massive exposure to portrayals that sexualize women and girls and teach girls that women are objects. Now, I know you've seen a lot of that. You see a lot of that in film and in the videos. The media is teaching girls and women to be sexual objects. It is teaching men to sexually objectify women. Therefore, you're going to get a lot of catcalls. So, you know, maybe that's contributing to it. And I'm not blaming any one thing for anything. I'm just trying to put things together that might be contributing factors to why the catcalling, why the self-objectification and the objectification of women and the objectification of men of women, you know. So this is from Tanisha Williams in 2016. She says, I know, ladies, summer is no longer crawling. It's like walking and probably running up to us. Sadly, as summer comes, the crack callers come out, and you know it's time to play the silence game or the if you talk, breathe, or touch, we're going to have a war. So, you know what happens during the summertime? What happens in the summertime? The coats come off, and you see more of the female body in the male body. I'm seeing a lot of, I don't know, wearing their pants nowadays. So a lot of guys are being exposed right now in the wintertime. But back to the subject. It says, regardless of what you wear, there is the guy that demands you smile and the other that has to assert his idolization of you or your body part. Catcalling also known as street harassment, is a huge annoyance for the majority of women, and some want to make it illegal. Are they overreacting? What do you think? Should it be illegal to tell a woman, did your butt looks good in those pants, or you look good in those pants, or whatever, or that shirt really makes you look good? And should that be illegal? What do you think? The question is, what's the definition of catcalling? What would it be? Is it catcalling to try to get a woman's attention in a sexual way, whether it is through whistling or commenting? She said her teacher told her a story of a woman who was disgusted when spoken to by a man she didn't find attractive. And according to my teacher, it was a compliment. Later, Jared Leto approached the same woman and catcalled her. My teacher recalled him saying some really degrading and highly sexual comments to her, but the woman stood there and laughed and blushed. Is it a compliment only when it comes from someone attractive, or should it not matter? So what is it? Oh, we have a call. I'm sorry. Welcome to Provocative Thought.
Hello.
Hello?
Can you hear Q?
Yeah, Q, how you doing?
Q, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
How you doing? Good evening.
All right, how you doing?
Carlo and listeners. I agree with you with saying about the freedom of speech. Even if it's, you know, someone may not like it, that's somebody's choice. They can comment on someone if they want to, and if they're not touching them, I don't think it should be against the law. They got the freedom of speech, just like you were saying.
Right. So when does it become sexual harassment? The ladies are saying they feel harassed, sexually harassed, when if a guy said your butt looks, like you say, her butt looks good. Like her friend could say her butt looks good in the pants, but a stranger saying that is sexual harassment. So what, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not talking about your boyfriend. I'm not talking about her boyfriend. A friend of hers, somebody close to her could say her butt looks good, but a stranger saying that's a cat call, that's harassment. You're out of pocket.
Yeah.
So should that be illegal?
I wouldn't say illegal, but inappropriate, though. Like, I wouldn't do that.
It's inappropriate.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's inappropriate to comment on a person's body part because you don't know them. But it's appropriate to do it if you know them, whether you're in an intimate relationship or not. Is that right?
Well, I would say, if it's somebody I know, to make comments like that, you know, look comfortable saying those type of things to each other, I mean, I don't think that's any problem with that. But if it's someone else trying to get too familiar, I can see how they could feel some kind of way about that.
So,
but again,
they getting familiar by saying your butt looks good?
I don't.
How'd that make them familiar?
No,
you're just walking by, they walking by, they saying your butt looks good. Huh?
Right, I'm saying if she feels some kind of way about someone saying that to her, I can understand how she would feel that way. But I don't think it's against the law.
Right.
I don't think anybody should be locked up for that.
Right, for saying it, for looking at a woman's behind and saying that it looks good to her.
Right, right.
Okay. So it's inappropriate in just in a social sense, you're saying.
Right. I can see how she could feel uncomfortable about that, but I don't think anyone should be locked up for that.
Right.
I don't think anyone should be issued any citations for that.
Okay, so I had an example that I use in terms of getting the attention of a man. You know that we have, first, I feel like we need to acknowledge that men are attracted to the female body. So if you think that a guy's not going to say anything to you, he's going to say something. He's going to do the best he can to get your attention. If you're not near him, he's going to have to yell or run off the scaffold, whatever he needs to do to catch you. I don't know. But guys trying to get your attention. I'm not trying to make excuses for these guys, but maybe some of them don't even want you. They're just saying you look good. Maybe some would have you if you stopped and gave me a number. Because I would assume that if a man was whistling at somebody that they perceived as being attractive, if that person stopped, gave their number, they would want to interact with that person further. I'm just going to assume that. And I can perceive that there could be guys that's just doing that because you look good. Just that's as far as they're going to take it, because maybe they have somebody or they just don't want you. You're just so good.
Right.
You're not their kind
right.
of girl. You understand what I'm saying? You look good,
yeah.
But not, you can't be my girl. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, a lot of people do that.
Right. So they don't necessarily want everybody to
whistling
at. Right.
Yeah. They're just expressing their appreciation, you know, how much they like what they see. But they're not necessarily trying to get the number or take them home and all that kind of stuff.
Right. They don't want a one-night stand with her or anything. They don't want her. Right.
Right.
Okay. Right. But that still doesn't make some women feel good about being a catcall, because they feel like some women, I talk to them personally, said, you know, they get afraid. They are afraid when they're out in the community and, you know, guys are coming on to them. They feel, you know, like, you know, that they're in danger. Just from, you know, I guess it's because of I don't think it's simply because of the catcall. Sounds like it's because of our society. You know, because I did a show about rape in America, and you don't even hear a lot about it, but we are pretty, we might be the number one in rape. I think sub-Saharan Africa might be number one, and we up in the top three, I think, in terms of rape in our society. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
We up there. There's a lot of rape going on in this society. Sub-Saharan Africa is the most.
I don't doubt that, but I'm surprised that we're distinguished. Yeah, that distinguishes being like number one.
I'm saying from what I've been reading, I think they're up there. United States is up there.
Oh.
I don't know what number they are, but they're not like 50 on the list.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? So I mean, what I'm saying is. What I'm saying is that rape is prevalent in this society, period.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's the reason. That's the reason that drives these women to be afraid of these catcalls, because they know that men are attracted to women, and that's a sexual attraction, even if it's the compliment that they like. You understand what I'm saying? He's still a man that's sexy. If he's attracted to you, he's sexually attracted to you. There's no getting around that. He doesn't want to read Bibles with you or go to the library with you. Eventually, you know, he might do that with you, but eventually it's headed toward sex, which is nothing wrong with that, because that's one of the things that mammals do. They find a mate and they hook up and they, you know, they mate, they have children, and whatever. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a natural process for a man to want to be with a woman sexually. You know, how that occurs depends on the two of them. Hopefully, it's not rape. That's not a part of the natural process. It's something that happens. But, you know, these, you know, these young ladies were saying they were afraid, you know, when, you know, because I never saw that, like, that they should be afraid. But then again, I know somebody told me a story about walking past a gang, and they spoke to her. She didn't say nothing. They threw a snowball at her. You better speak next time, you know, you come by, you know. Be stuck up like that. And so next time she saw him, she spoke, and no more problems. Nobody tried to talk to her or anything like that. So is that that maybe
I
that's
can't get
the,
off that,
what they
that
talking?
Rape thing you were saying, though.
To who?
I'm still thinking about that rape statistic you were talking about.
Yeah, well, we up. What, I don't know statistic. I don't know what number we are. Sub-Saharan Africa, I know they that's like rape city. I think it's almost like 50% of the women there have been raped or something. It's a lot. It's the percentages. And here, I forget, it's like, it's a lot, man. I did rape in the military. If the numbers were, you know, I think I asked you about that. Yeah, it's crazy. But,
that.
You know, yeah. And rape in the United States, period, is prevalent. So,
I'm,
you know, with that.
I'm thinking that's more like around the world, though. I was thinking that's more like around the world, because in some of those other countries, they don't even report it. You know what I mean? They just
right, but it ain't reported here all the time either. It's not reported here all the time.
I agree with that. I agree with that. But in those other countries, like can't think of the name of my country. Some of those Asian countries, where it's like the military just, you know, is running everything and stuff like that.
Right. Well, dictatorship, so you know,
no
that can come with
that.
Right.
Huh? Right.
That's a military dictatorship. Right. That's a whole new ball game. You could kill somebody over there. So what?
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
They don't just get raped. They disappear, and they have to survive it. You know what I mean? So ain't nobody talking nothing about rape with them. You know.
Well, same here. I mean, we have a high percentage of women being sexually assaulted. I mean, it makes sense to me because we have we live in a society that promotes the sexually objectification of women. You know what I'm saying? So, and we have women who also promote the sexual objectification of themselves. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So, I mean, if you have that kind of thing, you're stirring up all this sexual energy, and you got that energy got to go up somewhere. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not making an excuse for anybody's behavior because it doesn't make the behavior right. You know, but I'm saying, like, in terms of self-defense, I think everybody needs to go back to the drawing board a little bit in terms of if you're talking about what you have on, maybe you need to take a look. They did a little test in New York somewhere. This girl walked down the street in those leggies, like tight legs. She was a full body kind of like girl, right? She's big hips, had a big butt and a nice. I don't know what's regular breast. I don't know what size breast she had, but she was a pretty girl, long hair, white girl, long hair, looked okay in the face. And she walked down the street, and you know the guys was on her. Hey man, can I get your phone number? Hey, can I walk? You know, hey, you know, she was getting all that. All of that. So, you know, the question, and like, you know, they say don't blame the victim, but the question becomes, is it anything that she's doing, right? Because maybe we haven't matured enough for women to walk around, like, you know, with that much clothes off. You understand what I'm saying? Maybe we haven't come to that point. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't know, you know, what's going on. You know, I talked to some women. I also said that when they were younger, they dressed to get that kind of attention. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Or, you know, they wanted that the attention where a guy's, you know, trying to get with them, trying to, you know, hey, how you doing? You know, because it kind of like, I guess it validates and makes them feel special, you know.
Right.
So, you know, and
yep.
That's kind of like a, huh?
I was going to say, it also kind of depends on the setting, where you are and stuff like that.
Oh, they talked
remember,
about that too.
Oh, yeah. Remember the Greek picnic, you know?
Oh, yeah. Do
some
I?
Women used to dress in their bikinis and stuff like that, and I thought it was a good thing. You know, I appreciated it, you know? But some guys thought that was like at the club, and they were start touching them and everything. It was like they was
right.
ruining it. They was ruining
right.
the parade. You know, it's like a parade,
right.
and they was ruining it.
Right.
But if you go to certain places like beach, you know, seashore type towns and stuff like
right.
that, that's pretty common.
Right.
And nobody's doing that.
Right.
Nobody's
right.
lifting up nobody's grabbing. You know, that's not,
right.
well, at least that's not like a common thing for everybody to start, you know, somebody to get jumped like that.
Right.
You know? But
so maybe the in terms of, you know, like a guy's out of place for saying things, right, to a woman, maybe these women were out of place in the bathing suits in the city like that. You know what I'm saying? Because I think that some girls was on a truck nude doing that, one of those Greek things. And I seen another girl, she got up on a wall and bent over and stuff. Like, it was crazy. You know, so maybe, I don't know what's going on that. I haven't seen the whole Greek thing. I don't even know if they still had it, but it seemed to me that some of the women that were participating in that are self-objectifying themselves. You know, like some of the
right.
women that I spoke to would never do some of the things that these women were doing at the picnic. You know what I'm saying? Because that's going to bring that type of unwarranted attention to you. The more clothes you take off, the more some people may view you as being available. Right?
Right.
Because it's not a strip
right.
club, right? You go to a strip club, you know you can't be doing anything you want to do to them girls, right?
Right.
Right. So, you know, there's somebody there to make sure you don't do it. But out there, you know, you know, it's a different ball game. Who's protecting them? Nobody. Well, not hardly anybody. Who knows?
Right.
So I can imagine they got a lot of cat called for that day, so especially the girls that was naked
mm-hmm.
on the truck. I can imagine what was happening with them. So good thing they never got off that truck. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, I don't know. Cat calling. It sounds like it depends on who you say that to. It's appreciative, but for those guys on the construction site, you see that girl walks by there every day. She don't want to be cat called. How about don't say nothing to her? You already saw the negative reaction, right? But the one that hey baby, the one that came back like that, that's the one you can talk to like that. You know what I mean? So
right.
You know what I mean? Use your you know. You can't say what you want to say to anybody. I mean, period, anyway. We can't do that anyway. You know, but once you see that somebody's uncomfortable with that, you know, she walks past your house every day going to, you know, school teacher, going to the school. She don't want to hear nothing from you. Don't say nothing to her.
Right. I agree.
You know? Right. And she's not a bitch because she don't want to talk to you. She might be afraid. You know? And
yep.
she don't know who you are. You might be one of the nicest guys in the neighborhood. But for her safety, I'm not stopping until I get into the school where I know I'm safe.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's the whole thing about catcalling and sexual objectification, I think, kind of ties in with it, you know, because I was speaking to some of the sisters on the job, you know, that you know, being sexually objectified, and that energy is you know, in public. You know, some people wear things that draw the attention of men sexually. So if he's looking at you like a piece of meat, are you exhibiting yourself like a piece of meat? You understand what I'm saying? You know, it depends on who you are, what you have on. Just look at what you got on sometimes, and sometimes you can or may be able to do something with that. Not blaming the victim. just suggesting some things that you might want to take a look at in terms of what you might be wearing. And some people wear some things out here that, like you said, like at the Greek picnic, you know, nobody has the right. You can walk around with a baby suit all you want. Nobody has the right to think that you should speak to them, should sleep with them or anything like that. But apparently, when they see that, they view that, some people view that as a self-degradation, You know what I'm saying? You're degrading yourself. So they're looking at you like, okay, you know, you must, you know. So you have to defend yourself. If you're in a baby suit and that's not what you want, you're going to have to defend yourself in another way, you know, with certain people. And you have to deal with people where they are. And since they're all, a lot of them are strangers, you have to deal with that when you run into it, because everybody's not going to have the same respect for you based on how you look or how you don't look. And some people don't, you know, it doesn't take you in a bathing suit to make them more sexually aggressive towards you. So you have to deal with that, you know. But, you know, you got to be aware, you know, them girls running around in bathing suits at the Greek picnic, you know. Well, I would assume that only happened once. If that sounds like a real bad idea, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That sounds like a real bad idea. Some of the stuff is all, because I could imagine some girls in the bathing suits were doing some things, and maybe some other girls were doing things. But the guys can't tell who's who. They just going after everybody. I don't know what that thing is. That thing was crazy, you know. So that was basically a bunch of sexually objectifying all women, because there weren't no guys in bathing suits, right?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't know. See, that was just geared at.
If they were.
Yeah, see, that, and you know, that is, you know, sexually objectifying, you know, in itself. You know, well, you know, that kind of gets everybody all hot up under the collars and, you know, and they probably drinking and things like that, you know. So we put that with it, and it's just, and you have people who allow you to do things to them, and you have, you know, that's a bad situation right there. I don't know what to say about the Greek picnic. That's a good show right there, talking about that. But I don't think they do that anymore.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think that happens anymore. I don't think they do a thing like that. So. We're trying to ask this question because is it okay to call someone pretty, beautiful, gorgeous, and cute, but if it is, follow up by, hey, you should say thank you, or the person is badgered by the cat caller, then it becomes inappropriate. So this lady says, it's okay to call somebody pretty and beautiful and gorgeous and cute. Now, I had some... one person at least saying that's not necessary, you know. But if it's follow up by, hey, you should say thank you. Like you say, hey, you look good today, you're pretty, you know. You badger them about a response, and you're being inappropriate. What do you think about that?
Well, I guess that's possible too.
Right.
If you're badgering somebody, you're out of order. Right. Yeah, it's out of order. But I'm saying,
yeah,
I can understand her feeling about that as well, you know. Feeling,
right,
you know, badgered, like I was saying earlier. Might not want to hear that from that person. So she feels some
right
kind of way about that.
Right. And how about the lady that the one person spoke to her, right? And a woman, this guy said, a man that she didn't find attractive, you know, made a compliment. But this guy, Jared Leto, who's that? He's a movie star or something?
Yeah,
huh?
Jared Leto.
Okay, well, he approached
Joker
a woman.
And
that's the Joker? Oh, and the Suicide
King? Yeah, he played
King?
The Joker with, what?
Fresh Prince? With
yeah,
Fresh
that
Prince?
One. That one with Will Smith.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
well,
that was a joker.
This lady said Jared Leto said something to her, and she loved it. She ate it up, you know, because he's an attractive young man, you know, so. So is it a cat call when you wanted to be a cat, when you don't like the person? Or is it a cat call, you know, why isn't it a cat call when it's somebody you like? You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, because if it's not good, would it not be appropriate even for a stranger that you, even if you didn't like him, even if you didn't know him, but he's saying you liked him, but he's saying something that you say that's inappropriate. This is a cat call talking about, he said, you need a nice booze, babe. You know, but if it's some nice looking guy, you know, movie star, is that okay? If it's some guy from the block that you like, is that okay? Does that change it? You know, the whole scenario, because, you know, I mean, because that's exactly what happened in this case right here. So, sounds like this whole thing about catcalling and commenting on body parts, and it's not black and white as it seems black and white just from the on face value, but it seems like it's not as black and white as we might think that it is. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
Because, just, you know, some women do use that as a barometer for I'm attracted. And you validating that I'm attracted because you talking about, you know what I mean? You looking good.
Right.
She getting all that, bomb, 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 bomb. She looking good. When that stuff stops, though, what happens to that person? Does she feel less valued? You know what I mean? She don't feel sexy. You know what I'm saying? I mean, what happens to that person after, you know, when the horn stop and the guy stop whistling, stop asking her for a number, and, you know, talking about, you look good. You know what I'm saying? Well, how does she? What's she feeling like?
It depends on how they communicate. It depends on how they communicate also, because one incident, somebody could have totally different views about that. She could be saying that it was harassment and all that kind of stuff. And he think he's just flirting and she's receiving it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Depends on how things are communicated, you know, how she responds and things like that. He thinks, oh, yeah, I'm flirting with this, you know, schoolgirl every day or whatever, you know, college girl every day.
Right.
And he's like, oh, it's this creepy guy again. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, yeah.
Apparently, we got some guys out here saying some really wicked stuff, though. Like, you're going to get fucked tonight. Like, that's crazy right there. You should be afraid. If a guy's saying that to you, run. I'm going to suggest that you get out of there as fast as you can. You might even run to a police officer. Because that right there sounds like, you know, I don't know if he means by him or he knows you, that's going to happen to you because you look so good. That's his way of complimenting you. I don't know. But you need to get away from that guy. All right, so I'm going to jump to, we have 90 seconds left. Really? So from the Girl Scouts, again, there's some things you can do as an intervention. They say point out pop culture sexism. One of the easiest ways to broach the topic by calling, catcalling and sexual harassment is to point it out. All right, get talking about it. Let her know it's never her fault. Arm her with what to say and do. Okay, so I want to thank you for calling in, Q. Everybody listening today about catcalling. I want to thank We Talk Productions for allowing me to host the show. Mr. Jones, Kenneth Jones. My producer.
You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and
until
out.
Next week.
You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out from
watch the cat calls, y'all.
Because the revolution will not be televised.
Peace out.
The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruption. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother.
There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run, or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Deport from 29 District. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on the rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.